On a late Sunday morning, there was a pastor giving a homily on forgiveness of enemies. And towards the end of the homily, he decided to ask the congregation for a show of hands. And he simply asked, "Have you forgiven your enemies?" When he first asked, about 60% of the hands went up. But since it was a late Sunday morning and it was getting close to lunchtime, of course, people's stomachs were starting to growl. And he asked again, "How have you forgiven your enemies?" About 80% went up. He asked even yet again. By that time, everyone had their hands up except for this one sweet little old lady in the back. So the pastor went up to the woman and said, "Mrs. Jones, you don't have any enemies?" And she smiled sweetly, and she said, "No." And he said, "Well, how old are you?" And she said, 93. And he said, "Wow, that's very unusual for someone to be 93 years old and not have any enemies." So he said, "Could you come to the front and just tell everyone how you're a great witness and a blessing to us? Tell everyone just how you're able to not have any enemies." So she slowly made her way to the front, and she smiled sweetly again, and she said, I outlived all those old fools." Yet in reality, we know how difficult it is to love our enemies, to forgive our enemies, to have those encounters like Jesus speaks of, when people insult us or hurt us, and our immediate reaction is to want to be resentful. It's for us to want to strike back at them. And it's so very difficult, because that hurt really goes to the core of who we are. And so often, because of our fallen human nature, we want to exact revenge. We want to retaliate. But Jesus shows us and invites us and encourages us and challenges us to a different way. And even at the end of the gospel, perhaps the biggest challenge is there, as Jesus says, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." How often can we say in our lives, "Well, I'm not perfect," or "I'm doing the best I can," but instead Jesus still says to us, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." And we're called to stretch ourselves and to heed that call. Yet, of course, it is impossible to do those things that Jesus says if we only try to do so out of our own power, out of our own abilities. Probably, most of you will probably remember about 5 years ago, there was a shooting at a South Carolina church, historically African-American church. Dylan Roof was the shooter there in the church, killed 9 people. And at several hearings and times afterwards, several of the family members of those who had deceased loved ones from the shooting, they said right to Dylan, "I forgive you." How amazing that was, that they were able to offer forgiveness to someone who had hurt them so very, very, very deeply. And even one of them said, "I forgive you because this is what God asks of me and requires me to do. And I hope that you would seek forgiveness from him as well." What an amazing, amazing gift, an amazing gesture, amazing decision to make to love and to forgive. Because that's what it is all about. They were only able to do so not because of their great virtue or their great abilities or their great love just only of themselves, but it's because of that great gift of their faith in Jesus Christ. He had empowered them. The Holy Spirit had given them that grace to be able to let go and forgive. And they knew that's where their peace would come from. In trusting in Jesus and in being led by the Holy Spirit to let go and to let God be the judge and to try to move forward in their lives in peace. They had made that decision. Because so often I think we can get caught up in others hurting us, our feelings and our emotions are very, very real, but love requires much more than just acting out of feeling, but it requires an action. It requires making a decision to love. We all know this very well in our relationships, in our families, or elsewhere, that so often we may be worn down, others might annoy us, We don't want to treat them like we know that we should. We don't want to respect and love them like we should. But instead, we make that decision again and again to love. Do those little things and also those big things where though we may not feel like it, we may be too tired or worn out, but because we want truly will the good of the other, we truly want to show others how they are loved by God, that we make that decision to love. Maybe some of you had seen one of the Super Bowl commercials was from New York Life, and it spoke about the four words for love in the Greek language. Storge, which is a natural love that we feel for our family members. Philia, which is a love that we feel for our close friends. Eros, which is romantic love, but then agape love. And they said agape love is about action. Agape love is making that decision to love and to give of ourselves. And that's what we are called to do in cooperation with God, to love, to forgive, to let go, to not retaliate, and to allow Him, the one, to bring peace. By stopping that cycle of retaliation, it gives us an opportunity to let peace conquer hate, to let love conquer resentment. And we do so, yes, in making a decision to act with God. And in making that decision, perhaps, it is difficult for each of us, but it kind of brings each of us back to a fundamental decision that each of us has to make in our lives. And that fundamental decision that we have to make is, are we really laying down our lives for Jesus? Are we really surrendering our lives to Him? Are we really entrusting ourselves, our mind, heart, body, and soul to Him? Surrendering ourselves, letting go of our desire for control, our desire to always be right, our letting go of our pride and realizing how completely we are in need of Him to heal us, to strengthen us, to forgive us, and ultimately, of course, yes, to save us and give us that grace that we need to love just as He loves. And that love, that decision that we are called to make for Him, fills us with His very love. It changes and transforms us and allows Him to work in our hearts so that then we can begin to be recognized as those children of our Heavenly Father. So we can begin to live more fully, live and love more fully as we are called to love. And that's a love that we celebrate every time, of course, we come to Mass, where Jesus Himself was persecuted, humiliated, tortured out of great love for us, making that decision to go all the way to the cross for us. And that same sacrifice is offered to us here so that we can receive Him, be strengthened by Him, receive His grace so that we can make the decision to love Him and one another as He does for us.